If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 1:08. It is a Friday. TGIF, baby. For me personally, it's not payday. I would be a little bit happier. This is an off week. Hopefully we'll survive. Chad Hartman off today. Dave Harrigan off today. Chris Eggert in for Chad. And Lindsey Brown is in for David today. Appreciate you being here, Lindsey.
Thank you.
Good job, with,
David, though.
Good job with the music.
Thank you.
Okay. Have you guys out there messed around with the AI stuff yet? ChatGPT. And there's a Grok. Stupid
Grok.
Name. It's the dumbest name.
That is not a comment
on Elon Musk. I'm not giving an opinion. I just think Grok is a dumb name. But I digress.
What a take. What a stand.
Grok.
You're not going to give Elon a little bit of ribbing, but when he creates Grok, too far.
Stupid name. What's a Grok? Anyway, so today at work, I work at Channel 5. I do the morning news over there. I also do a show called Minnesota Live from 9 to 10 every morning. It's a little less news. It's a little more casual conversation. Fun stuff. So one of my bosses over at Minnesota Live has been trying to get us to go out and shoot this story for a couple weeks. And we're just running out of time to do it. And I'm trying to balance the importance of being able to reshuffle some things and get the time to do it and the relevance of the story. And I can't justify going out and shooting it. We just didn't have time to do it. I tell you this because my manager circled back with me and my co-anchor, Megan Newquist, asked us to give him a decision on whether we wanted to go shoot this story. And I wrote something in an email. It sounded a little terse. So I wanted to rewrite it, and through our Microsoft computer program at work, in which we send our emails, we now have Copilot, which is a Microsoft's AI program that now comes with your email. And this is a work email, and we have a whole different policy when it comes to writing scripts. That you're not letting ChatGPT do any of that. It's office type stuff where we now can use Copilot. Sorry, I've been up since 1:30. So I put my response back into Copilot and I copied and pasted it and I was going to send it back to my boss, and it was the most ridiculous email in the world. You could tell in a second that was not written by a human being.
Word salad.
I thank you for the opportunity to go out and shoot this story. Blah, 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 blah. While I do feel it's important to yada, 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 it turned what could have been a one-sentence email response into five sentences. It didn't make sense. Sound like it was written by a robot. All right. So that's my experience with Copilot AI today. And I know you guys out there are hearing all kinds of crap about AI and whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's this, whether it's that. The reality is it's being used in your daily life more and more, whether you like that or not. In fact, would you be surprised to know that there is a big city mayor out on the West Coast who says he lets his staff draft talking points for him to go out and do speeches and to go out and speak in front of crowds by using ChatGPT?
How long is that staff going to be around?
So here's the deal. I'd love to know what you guys think about this. Are we all right with our elected leaders using AI, using Grok to write their speeches? 651-461-9226. You have something to say? Weigh in. Let's hear it. I'll give you more details now. It's the mayor of San Jose, California. And he asked his aides to give him talking points when he goes out and talks. He says, elected officials do a tremendous amount of public speaking, said Mayor Matt Mahan, whose recent itinerary has taken him from a restaurant to a semiconductor startup to a festival of low-riding cars. Other politicians might be skittish about it. He is not. Says he's trying to lead by example by pushing a growing number of the nearly 7,000 government workers running Silicon Valley's biggest city to embrace artificial intelligence.
Mayor of San Jose would say that.
He says.
Makes a lot of sense.
The optics for where he is the mayor is a big part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley. He says adopting AI tools will eliminate drudge work and help the city to better serve its roughly 1 million residents. The idea is to try things, be really transparent, look for problems, flag them, share them across different government agencies, and then work with the vendors and internal teams to problem solve, the mayor said in an interview. It's always bumpy with new technologies. But they're doing it. San Jose.
Your tech leader.
Do you have to do that if you're a tech leader?
Pretty much.
When you think about...
This is the future of the business.
Where your tax base is.
Of all business.
Where your tax base is. A lot of it's invested in AI right now. The mayor of San Jose says, yeah, I'm great. Let's use it.
I was reading a really great article yesterday in theringer.com. Mm-hmm. Katie Baker, who I've been reading since I was in college, which is a lot longer ago than I'd like to admit, did a great kind of merging of what has become a talent arms race in the AI business and the people that build this, the people that are the visionaries for it, and basically NBA free agency. Like, there's people that are being recruited from Meta, from Apple, from Twitter, from X. They're just going to each other's places and saying, top guy in this department, I'm going to give you $200 million over the next 6 years. Come on over. Apple, do you match? You're like, no, because we only pay Tim Cook that salary.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to see this technology being marketed as this solution to so many problems, which there are certain problems that could be solved by AI.
Sure.
But I also think the more that we hand ourselves over to this, the more atrophy we're going to see. There's a study done.
I just saw that come out
a couple weeks using that ChatGPT, whatever. That's kind of your standing alone for AI, like you would say Kleenex for any tissue paper, right? And they were showing in the scans that there were atrophy within the brain after using ChatGPT or using those AI generated. We're using it to think. And we're kind of in this middle ground, or as I made the joke, how long is that staff going to be there? Because the staff is supposed to be the one drafting talking points.
Right,
so if you're already teaching this how to do your job, how much longer is your job going to be there? A lot of jobs are going to be lost, especially in entry-level positions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. That also, I think, leads a little bit of a hook to the island when we talk about UBI, Universal Basic Income. And I know those two things are almost like direct opposites of what you would probably associate each other with.
Sure.
Because a lot of the industry leaders that are into the AI are into making this as big of a part of our society as possible want to reduce the workforce because it's cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when all these people don't have jobs and they're angry and they have nothing to do? There's a reason why there's protests usually happen in summertime, right, Chris? Because people got time on their hands and it's hot. You know what these data centers are doing? They're making it hot, Chris. How much water these things use for Grok to tell you how to feel about somebody insulting you to your
producer
face?
Lindsey Brown has thoughts.
You don't have opinions on these things.
On AI.
I'm not a journalist. And so I just, it makes me so nervous to and unsure about that future. But in a lot of ways, is it a key to a more equitable future? Maybe. It just depends on who's at the controls. And who's at the controls are those that are dictating what this software, what this technology
how
says.
How it learns, what it's learning, what it's putting out.
Because I think Grok got in trouble the other day.
Grok was racist.
Was with the anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic.
Right, because who's programming these? People. So I'm so
they fixed it, and then Grok got an upgrade.
Yep.
And the president of who was in charge of Grok, somebody stepped down.
Yep. We fixed it. Don't worry. Don't look under the hood, Chris. It's fine.
So artificial intelligence drafting talking points for the mayor of San Jose. That's what this story's about. Is that okay? Are you using AI in your regular life to complete tasks? Do you know anybody? Oh, somebody's talking about the Grok.
Grok.
Grok is a term for, in the book, Stranger in a Strange Land, which is about an alien visiting Earth. Okay. Thank you. I always think of Gronk.
Gronk smash.
The football player.
I would like to smash Grok. I would like to throw it into the sea.
I think of Gronk. WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. Are you all right with this? Do you use artificial intelligence? So I did a little experiment for you guys. I asked ChatGPT, because I wanted to know, can I draft talking points as a professional broadcaster for 30 years? Can I draft talking points and present them to you guys in Radioland about the new Minnesota State Fair drinks that I'm recently unveiled?
Love it.
I plugged the information into ChatGPT, and I got all kinds of stuff sent back to me. And I'm going to go through what some of that is, and we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 1:22. It's Friday. It's July 18th. Chad Hartman's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Producer Lindsey Brown running the show, running the tunes. What was that we just heard?
Well, that's Summer Love, a deep track from the Future Sex Love Sounds album from Justin Timberlake. I believe it came out in 2007, but the little soundbite you heard was from season 2 of The Secret Lives with Mormon Wives. I brought that up the last time I produced with Chad. So it's a deep throwback for all the loyal listeners. But I don't watch a lot of reality shows, but you want to talk about marketing? One of the most effective marketing devices I've ever seen, that show.
Interesting.
For the Mormon religion.
All right, that's good to know.
Minion Fest? Freaking Minion Fest?
So that's the theme of the music is summer, by the way. That we're kind of out there on that. And we'll get that forecast for you in a minute. It's going to be very nice tomorrow. Much nicer tomorrow and on Sunday. All right, so we went to break. I was telling you a story about artificial intelligence, the mayor of San Jose, California, using ChatGPT to help prepare talking points. All kinds of things to say about this. I'm impressed. Everyone is very interactive today, so thank you for that. I love that. WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. Seriously, what do you think people are going to use AI for? Writing a speech is top of the list. Okay. All right. I'm personally not all that comfortable with it, but I'm here to hear your viewpoints. Hi, I'm Nick, and I'm blind. I think that artificial intelligence is bad, but good bad, because I think that it won't let us be creative anymore, which is a great point. But good, because I think it could help us come up with great speeches. So as long as the mayor can edit a speech the way he wants, then he should be allowed to do it. Have a wonderful day with smiling thumbs up. Please read this on the air with a thumbs up. Nick, I'm reading it with a thumbs up. There you go. So lots to think. I don't use AI. In fact, my husband showed me how to search Google without using AI.
Use a swear word in your search.
Since it takes so much more energy. Just type AI, but don't use quotation marks after your Google search subject.
I heard if you put a swear word in it, then it overrides the AI.
Okay.
So your favorite swear word.
There you go. So I told you guys when we went to break. My job at Channel 5... we write stories all the time. We are not writing stories with artificial intelligence. Want you to know that right now. But I thought for an experiment, if the mayor of San Jose can use Grok or use ChatGPT to prepare his talking points, how about I do an experiment and ask ChatGPT to give me some information about the new State Fair drinks, which just came out yesterday. I would guess DeRusha was talking about it yesterday because he's Mr. Food and Drink guy. I think he's a State Fair guy too. So you probably heard some of the drinks. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I went into ChatGPT. Hello, can you tell me what this webpage is about? The page you shared is part of the Minnesota State Fair Specialty Sips series, which highlights unique limited time beverages. So it creates some talking points. It's specifically though of the dozens of different restaurants and booths out at the fair, it only drilled in on one of them, Mancini's Al Fresco, detailing both the new and returning drinks. So of all the information, and I asked it to give me a overview of it, it just gave me one of the businesses. For whatever reason, it was the artificial intelligence was dug in on that. It did not elaborate on any of the other ones, only Mancini's. So it really likes Mancini's.
Great spot.
Absolutely.
Had a couple birthdays.
And so then I said, okay, I asked it again. It asked, would you like to explore? I said, can you summarize that webpage into talking points for me to give to the public in a 2 to 3 minute summary? ChatGPT said, certainly. Here's a concise list of talking points you can use to summarize the page in a 2 to 3 minute segment for the public, such as an on-air announcement. Create some bullet points, Minnesota State Fair, Specialty Sips, Spotlight, Mancini's. It just wants to talk about Mancini's. It took the entire webpage and it just want. And again, great. Congratulations to Mancini's. They're unveiling the Blood Orange Bellini, a vibrant, sparkling cocktail featuring blood orange and locally made wine. A refreshing upscale twist. And a couple of their other ones that they've already had. Cherry Lime Freeze. It did not. Again, the AI did not elaborate on the dozens and dozens and dozens of dozens of other drinks. So if the mayor of San Jose is asking for talking points about X, my experiment so far is not looking good for the mayor of San Jose.
Not exactly a comprehensive representation of what
you're asking for. Okay, so I said, all right. So I took that one more step on ChatGPT. Please adapt this for a radio format. Absolutely. Here's a radio-friendly version of the talking points written for a natural 2 to 3 minute read in a broadcast voice. So naturally, I'll have to do this in a broadcast voice. And as a, again, current news anchor, former radio announcer back in the day.
Play-by-play.
Artist. And play-by-play. I used to write commercials. I used to do commercials. I used to do it all. So this is what ChatGPT has come up with. An on-air script in a broadcasting voice. If you're heading to the Minnesota State Fair this year, you'll want to make a stop at Mancini's El Fresco, where some exciting new drinks are making their debut in the fair's specialty sips lineup. First up, the Blood Orange Bellini. This one's a bubbly cocktail blending tangy blood orange with a Minnesota-made Edelweiss wine. It's light, refreshing, and has just the right touch of elegance to your fair day. That's one to sip and savor, and yes, it's got a 12% kick. Do you want me to go on?
And end scene.
Do you want me to go on?
I mean, I feel like I'm informed. It sounded a little clunky.
It didn't
sound natural, like it came from a speaking place.
Yep.
From an informational place, yes.
Let's try the next one.
Okay.
Next, the Breezy Melon Squeezy. Say that five times fast. This drink's a creative mix of yuzu citrus, watermelon, mint, and a crisp Kolsch beer. It's brewed locally by Indeed Brewing in Minneapolis, and it comes in at 5% alcohol. Think of summer in a glass. Cool, bright, and super drinkable. Does that sound natural?
End scene.
Does that sound natural?
A little bit more.
Yeah?
A little bit more. It's the alcohol content at the end is throwing me off. It sounds, disclaimer, like you're selling medication on TV to me.
Yeah.
Because usually we don't include that, right? We don't usually, it's 6% alcohol.
True. So if I was the mayor, I would go through that and I would.
I'm 70% BS.
I would edit it. And backed by popular demand, the Cherry Lime Freeze. This fan favorite slushy is made with cork hard cider, bursting with bold cherry lime flavor. It's sweet, fizzy, and a great way to beat the heat. And with a gentle 4% ABV, that one's from the folks at Boulevard Beverage Company.
Mm.
That's your computer's writing stories for you, everyone.
Yeah,
It
sounds like an advertisement is talking to me. Also, did you say thank you at the end of the ChatGPT? Because that's very important.
Always,
just in case.
I always say thank you so it
you
doesn't come back and steal my information.
Exactly. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Do that, people.
All right. When's the last time you guys thought about buying a house or selling a house or refinancing a house? Or some news came out yesterday about home prices in Minnesota. Like to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO, time is 1:38. Summer is a theme song for today. Some of you perhaps sitting in traffic right now, heading up to your cabin. Presumably your second home, your lake home.
Boy, if
you're in that situation, I am happy for you. Congratulations. Because not everyone is in that situation at all. Home prices came out. Some information came out yesterday. Minnesota Realtors. Across the state, median home sale prices rose 4.2% in June to the record high. This is statewide. $370,000. Median home sale price. In all of Minnesota. And in the Twin Cities, the prices rose 2.8% to $401,000. Dollars, which is also a record. Single family homes average $449,000 in the Twin Cities Metro and $395,000 across the state. Who can afford a house anymore? I'm asking. That is a ridiculous amount of money. And Lindsay, you're moving right now, or you're in the process of buying a house?
I have moved. Okay. The house has been bought. Okay. It's certainly around those numbers that, you're detailing there. And the process of the house moving has changed in terms of, like, your bargaining power and what you
Absolutely.
Put in for an offer and
Absolutely.
How quickly the market moves. And so you're seeing, you know, a lot of homes that are a little bit more move-in ready mm-hmm. that are going for tens of thousands of dollars over asking just to get in and grab a piece of inventory because it's so short.
Mm-hmm.
So it was we missed out on a couple of houses. We ended up with a great one over in New Hope, lovely neighborhood and everything else. But in terms of the looking, the finding, and just how quickly things move, it's wild to see, like, that decision being made as quickly as it
has. Yeah, you're
to
not mulling it over. You're making
no.
it in 20 seconds.
And this is
seconds.
Where you're going to live. And this is yeah. hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The investment is something that you're going to be burdened with for a long, long time.
It's like
time.
Cosmic blackjack down at Mystic Lake. They're trying to get as many hands in an hour as possible. They'll put the yin-yang twins on for you. It's a great time.
So we're in where I'm at in life is now I am sick of being a homeowner. I'm sick of mowing the lawn. I'm sick of shoveling. I'm sick of worrying about the roof leaking. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of every spare hour of every day going to maintain a house that I will never pay for. Unfortunately, because we've moved so many times, there's no way I'll ever pay off this house. It ain't like the old days. And I hope there are some of you out there in that situation where you're able to buy a house and live in it and pay it off. And that's awesome. That's the American dream, right? I don't think the American dream is that way anymore. And it's not realistic. It's too ridiculously expensive to pay off. How much money are you making to be able to pay off a $100,000 mortgage in 30 years. I know the money's not that good for everybody. It's tough. It's tough. And it's overrated. I want to sell the house. I want to live in an apartment. And I'm privileged to be able to have the money to buy a house, but it's nickel and dime. It's got death by paper cuts. The house thing is a...
Don't tell me this right now, Chris. We just got a new lawnmower.
I haven't even used it yet. It's fun and exciting, but you're on the different end of your life. I am about to have both my kids out of the house. Like DeRusha, by the way, he's about to be an empty nester too. Aww. And then Mr. High Roller has an apartment down here in downtown Minneapolis and a house. But I guarantee that he and his wife are probably talking about selling the house because they get to a point of I'm not going to live here for another 25 years. It's just not realistic. And you know the prices are high right now, so maybe try to get out when the getting's good. So I want to be the guy to live in an apartment. It's just I don't want to mow anymore. I'm tired and done with it.
You won't mow, but you will pay an extra $300 a month just so the front offices can have a golf simulator and a living room that no one ever uses.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yep. They upcharge you for all these quote amenities that no one uses.
I definitely do not like that. Don't like it. Don't like it. Don't like it. So I want to hear, I know some of you guys have the experience of becoming empty nesters and kids are leaving. Did you stay in the house? Are you living that life where the kids come back with their kids and the grandkids come and stay and the house is going to be in the family forever, which is great. I love that. I love that for people if that's what their situation is. So I want to hear it. Or am I crazy? Should I just keep sitting in the house? Don't sell it. Just lay low. Keep doing your thing. Give it a little more time. Don't do anything extreme by selling that house.
When was your house built?
It's an old house.
Keep it.
It's a neat old house.
Yeah, same.
Lots of character.
The builds these days, they don't make them like
You're
they
not
used
wrong.
To.
You're not wrong. 651-461-9226. Have you done this? Have you downsized? Have you just changed your life when the kids leave and when they're gone? Or are you sticking around? You staying in that big house? Love to hear your comments. We've been getting some great feedback so far here today. I paid $98,000 for a nice small house with a large detached garage in Northwest Wisconsin 6 years ago. Right.
Cries in millennials.
I put $50,000 into upgrades in it. I love it here. Found a great job. I'm living the dream, I guess. $98,000 house? Absolutely. Hey, and do we choose to live in the Twin Cities?
Mm-hmm.
And could we live in places that are more affordable? Absolutely. That's another thing. I grapple with that all the time. I tried it. I moved further out. We were out kind of Waconia-ish.
That's a trek. At 1:30 in the morning, that's a trek.
Driving to St. Paul every morning. It was too much. I thought we could do it. We could not do it. Number of first-time homebuyers is plummeting. Story that just came out today. Economists are always watching the housing market as a barometer for the health of the broader economy, and some see trouble ahead for first-time homebuyers if they can't start climbing the real estate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. The younger buyers are already riddled with student debt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started about higher education and prices and all that business. But so you're starting off your life, unless you're privileged and have had your school taken care of. And again, I'm not mad at you if that's your situation. I don't think very many people are in that situation. So you're a young person. You're graduating college. Your job's being taken away by AI. Your prospects are not as plentiful as maybe they used to be. And you now have to, the median price of a house you can buy in the Twin Cities is $450,000 or $400,000.
Does that make you believe in the future, Chris?
Well, listen, I've got kids and I'm worried about them. I don't know.
I would be too.
I mean, it's very, and I think that maybe gets into this piece, and I'm I'm here to say it, that the American dream and the house owning and the going to college and the this and that, whatever. Is that the right thing for everybody anymore? I don't think so. I don't think it is.
Is it feasible to climb out?
Yeah, and that's
really the question.
And that's exactly right. And that's what that article was saying with first-time homebuyers. And if they're not able to buy their first house, that means they're not able to buy their second house. That means the other person up food chain doesn't have somebody to buy their house. I mean, it definitely...
And real estate wealth is different when you talk about accumulating that money for you later on, whether that's going to be used in retirement or you're passing it down if you choose to have kids. That's
absolutely
another big conversation to have about these home buyers. Like, you get all that. Now pay for a kid.
Right. Yeah.
The numbers don't add up. I'm not a math person, but ugh.
We stopped having kids at two. We had our daughter, and I'm like, yep, time for the surgery. I went to a guy named Dr. Snip, and that was the end of that. I'm like,
what weekend?
We can't afford...
Masters? Or US Open?
No, I didn't do it during the
March Madness.
I didn't do it at March Madness.
Okay, seriously.
But that's the big cliche thing.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'm like, we can't afford to have two kids. It certainly can't afford to have more. All right, good comments coming in. I asked about downsizing. We downsized 1,000 square feet, two less bedrooms, one less bathroom, moved to a villa as two levels after being in a home for 20 plus years. Not doing yard work. Not, they're in one of those situations.
1,000
where they take
square
care
feet?
Of them.
That is a tight.
Less. 1,000 less.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Feet. Now, somebody else says we upsized. We lived in the North Loop in a condo and moved to a great house in Golden Valley. I'm glad to hear that.
Great place to live.
Listen, I love realtors. I love the industry. I mean, I'm just saying it's tough out there right now. And it's to think about what kind of debt that you need to go into in order to live the American dream. I'd love to hear more of your comments on this, because you've got good stuff to say here so far. You're very interactive today. I appreciate that. Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. You want to call in and tell me about your family home and how you've raised your kids there and your grandkid come back there, and someday you're going to pass the house on to your children and it's going to be in your family forever. I would love to hear that story. Let us hear it, 651-461-9226. 1:54 is the time. Time for a Lindis construction time check. Time to upgrade with GAF hail resistant roofing and save 75% on installation labor. Built for Midwest storms, backed by local pros. The offer ends July 31st. Talking about home ownership, the perils, the pitfalls, the joys. Brian is on the phone with Golden Valley. What do you have going on, Brian?
Hey, Chris. About 25 years ago, I paid $150,000 for my house, two additions and a kitchen, and a refinance at 3.5%. I still owe $150,000. I will be 83 by the time I get this thing paid off, if I'm above ground, as well as the fact of the matter is my insurance and my taxes went up. My house payment jumped $300 a year, a month. No,
that's another thing.
I'm with you, man. I'd love to be able to sell and just rent. I could spend 3 hours a day on my yard and still not be caught up. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it gets to a point. You know? You're like, what am I doing this for? The joy of owning the home is not there anymore. It's a burden.
It really is. And I don't know how I'll ever get ahead. I got a $20 a month pay raise, and my house payment went up $200.
Right. So, right. I mean, the math doesn't work very well, does it?
No, it doesn't. And my kid's going to grad school. So it's like I'm going to work till I'm 80 years old, for crying out loud.
I kind of feel like we're all going to be in that boat. If you did sell, what would you do?
Well, first thing I'd do is I'd maybe look at buying a condo or renting a two-bedroom condo.
Yep.
You know, just where I don't have all this yard work and maintenance involved. You know, I definitely want to downscale. And I would love to live in the city. I would love to live in the city because I'm a city guy. So that's kind of the way I look at things. But the goal right now is to stay healthy and try to keep working as for as long as I can, because I don't want to burden my daughter with any of this.
For sure, I think about that too. That's the last thing I want. And while I would, how's your wife with the idea of downsizing?
She's not on board with it at all.
Same conversation we're having at our house.
Exactly.
Because I think they have an idea of it, this place where the kids and the grandkids come back to, and it's tough.
Well, it is. And then just the thought of moving and, you know, accumulate all this stuff, and what do you do with it, you know? So it's just, to me, it's overwhelming. You just try to keep on trucking, so to speak.
Well, you do have to do that. At some point, you have to have some faith, too, and realize that as much as you're worrying about it, it might be out of your control anyway. So, well, thanks for calling, Brian. I appreciate it.
You're the best, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. All right, you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Top of the hour news coming up next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.